Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1230. We're learning today, Lili Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabban Zisa, Lili Nishmas Blima Bas Ramosha, and the Refuah Shleima Chana Bas Esther Malka, getting back to our Malacha of Chayresh, plowing. Okay, we want to try and get into some, we went through some of the basic categories of Chayresh. We're going to get more into it, but as we go, we want to bring up some practical applications. How it works, where it might apply. Okay, so the first one we have in Simon Shin Lamed Zayin. It's spread out in various different places, but Shin Lamed Zayin in Hilchas Shabbos in the Shulchan Aruch, Arachaim, of course, Shin Lamed Zayin Sif Dalid tells us the Machaber. The Shulchan Aruch says is also Letzadet Chovis Ala Aretz. One is not supposed to arrange or schlep a cask like a barrel or so on. On the ground. Why? What's the problem? Why can I schlep a barrel or we're going to see, or a heavy, any type of a heavy item, heavy chair, heavy table, whatever the case might be, an heavy item on the ground? Now we're talking about a dirt ground, the regular dirt ground. We're not talking about a tiled or hard flooring or wood or something like that. We're talking about regular dirt ground outside. Good. I have a barrel. I'm going to schlep it on the ground. One is not allowed to do that on Shabbos. Why? The Kevin, the tells us the Machaber, the Shulchan Aruch, further, the Kevin Shehi Kaveda, since it's heavy, right? It's a heavy, a big barrel is a heavy thing. That's a small bottle is nothing, but a big heavy barrel, it's a heavy thing. So what if it's heavy? So Yavi Lahashvayz Gumas, one is going to definitely come to level out holes. As you schlep it, you're going to be leveling out the ground. Or you might just dig a hole. You know, you'll be digging furrows in the ground, or you'll be leveling out the ground. It's bumps in the ground or whatever. It's outside. It's a dirt ground. You're going to be leveling out the ground. And therefore, vaday v'havei psik reisha, and therefore it's going to be a psik reisha. In other words, inevitably, automatically, it's going to happen. I schlep something heavy on the ground. One would be making holes in the ground. You'll be leveling out the ground, and so on. And this falls under the malacha of chayresh, plowing. Okay, so now tells us the Mishabura in Sifkatan Yud Test. Again, our Simon Shin Lamed Zayin, Sifkatan Yud Test. Hainu Chavis Malaya. This type of barrel is a full barrel. It's, in other words, it's a heavy barrel. Lav Dafka full, obviously. It's a heavy barrel. V'chein, says the Mishabura further, V'chein lo yachriya chavis, also be careful, v'yishbach v'men, be careful not to like tilt it and start to pour from it. I want to take some juice out from the barrel or wine or whatever, so I'll start to tilt it. It's on this dirt ground. Don't do that. Be careful not to tilt this heavy barrel on the dirt ground. So what's wrong if I tilt the barrel on the dirt ground? Tells us the Mishnah Berurah. Elamagbiyam in aretz v'shoifech. Somehow pick it up and pour, but don't tilt it on the ground. Why? What's the problem? Okay, the practical application over here is a little bit. Sometimes it's too heavy. Well, how are you going to pick it up? Two people. Okay, but right now we want to form the see the cases and see what is entailed in this malacha and how it works, and then we'll try and apply it to various different other places, how the Sfarim bring it down and so on. But so right now the case is in the Shulchan Aruch. We have a barrel, heavy barrels, full barrel, juice, wine, whatever it is. Be careful, don't schlep it, be careful, don't tilt it to pour out from it. She'im loy, because if you're going to start to tilt the barrel, right, you tilt the barrel to pour from it or whatever the case is, so what's going to happen? It's going to start to dig into the ground. It's going to make a hole in the ground. You're going to be sort of like digging up the ground, making a hole in the ground. Good. So very good. So now the problem is, this is the malacha of chayresh. We said leveling out the ground is chayresh, plowing. Filling up holes is chayresh, right? In that type of way, leveling out the ground, making holes in the ground is another form of chayresh. We said if it's done inside in a house type of dirt floor, so then it goes into question of building. When it's outside on a regular or even inside, but it's done in a regular place whereby one could plant regular dirt ground, so it runs under the malacha of chayresh. So now the Mishabura goes ahead and tells us for afshe makalkal hu. Number one, good. If I tilt the barrel, it's makalkal. I'm really destroying. I'm doing a destructive act because I'm digging a hole in the ground where it's not supposed to be. V'gam malacha shein tzrich legufa hi, says the Mishabura. Also, all in sifkat and yedtes, it's also malacha shein tzrich legufa. for good. Good, I'm making a hole in the ground, but it's nothing to do with the hole, even though I have kavana possibly to make the hole because I know that's how it's going to happen. But lemais, it's a malach shein tzrich legufa. V'gam choifer kalachal yadhu, kalachal yadhu, says Mishbru, also it's, you're digging a hole kalachal yad, not the normal way, like a backhanded way. If I dig a hole during the week, I take a shovel and I start to dig, I dig a hole. But by tilting a barrel, that's like a backhanded type of a, not the normal way. It's like done with a shinoi. It's not the normal way of making a hole. So it tells us the Mishnah Berurah, afal pi kein, osur midivrei soifrim. Even though that's the case, we're going to say it's osur midrabanan, because still lemais makalkel is osur midrabanan, melach shein tzrich legufa also is a high level of a drabanan, and making a hole kalach yad with a shinoi also is a drabanan. So lemais, a person is being over a drabanan by doing it, so one has to be careful not to do these things with heavy items, which we're going to see more examples upcoming. Okay, so Salamai said, Mishbur says an interesting thing. He brings down the next Mishbur in Sifkat and Chaf. He says that Lamaisa Ratzalam the Alidayat Sidud Gufa Nasa Karka Chaloka Blaigumais. Even if you don't have mounds or little bumps in the ground, either way, be it as may, you're going to be straightening out the ground. But Tosfos wants to say it's not a question of a psik resha that it's going to be happen automatically, but the question is, we're afraid one might come to forget. In other words, when you schlep around the barrel and you want to put it in a certain place and set it up in a certain place, or a heavy item, something like that. So then we're afraid that somebody might forget and come to Hashvei Skumas, they might come to level out the ground so that they could schlep it easier. You know, b'miskaven k'day, and they'll do it on purpose with having it in mind, k'day she'yi anayach layatzidit, that you'll be able to schlep around this heavy item. When we say barrel, ram dafka mean barrel, we'll try to see other examples. But this heavy item, you're going to come to straighten out the ground, so like this, you'll be able to carry it. You'll be able to schlep it around easier to the place that you want to put it. So that's an interesting way of looking at it, says Tosfos. Okay, so then he goes on, the Mishbur goes on to explain, to schlep it on a hard ground like wood, right, the tiled floor, whatever the case is. I mean, besides, you might make scratches in it, but be it as it may, there's not an issue over there, or outside, let's say like on a porch type of a thing, or even outside on the sidewalk where it's pavement or whatever. He brings him Tais for Shabbos because of the mutter afilu ladas, even according to the Shulchan Aruch, that would be mutter. Because over here then it comes out that there's no psik resh. It's not going to happen automatically, whereby person will be leveling out the ground or making a hole or whatever the case is. And like gazru bezeh bemerut sefes, there was no gezera not to schlep it on hard grounds in conjunction with soft grounds, which we'll see how that works sometimes in other areas. So that's the story. Okay, so just end off for today. Mishabra ends off over there. He doesn't always say this, but interesting that the Chola Simon Zed, this whole thing is talking about not love Dafka Lin and Shabbos, not just on Shabbos, who had the Lin Yom Tov. The same thing would apply for Yom Tov, which maybe it's more, Shabbos maybe not so much, but Yom Tov sometimes 2 days or whatever the case is. So people tend to schlep around a barrel that might have wine in it a little bit more often, possibly brings from the Gemara Beya. And he says, Tak v'yesh shenich shalom bezed, the people are, I don't know about nowadays, but in those days, when it comes a little bit longer period of time, people are schlepping around these heavy items, sometimes a barrel of wine or whatever, because they need the mishpacha a longer period of time. One has to be careful not to do it. Okay, we'll continue upcoming shiurim. Thank you for listening. As lachem bracha kol tov.